You're listening to the Tips for Success Seekers program from Eleanor Shakiba. Welcome to Notice the Opportunities in Your Life. If you're a success seeker, this session is for you. Do you sometimes wish you had more opportunities in life? If so, it might be time to start paying attention to the opportunities that already exist that you're not paying attention to. It's easy to overlook potential opportunities when you're busy with day-to-day life. Positive psychologists, though, have shown that women who take opportunities are the women who notice them and pay attention to them in the first place. So, you need to change your awareness so that you're able to catch opportunities when they present themselves. It's all about training your mind to notice what's around you. For example, imagine you're standing in a long, white corridor. On either side of you stretch doors. Each door is painted white, so it seems as though there's a never-ending line of identical doors. Right at the end of the corridor, there's another door, but this one is painted bright yellow. Because you focus your attention on the yellow door, you begin moving towards it. All you see is the yellow in front of you. But as you move forward, you're walking past dozens and dozens of white doors which you fail to look through. Those white doors represent missed opportunities. Sure, the yellow door might have something appealing behind it, but you'll never know what the other doors open onto unless you check. In my work as a success coach, I've noticed that women who open doors of opportunity use the principles of positive thinking. If you want to do this too, there are four key steps you can take to make sure that you're checking out opportunities as they arise. One of the most important things you can do is to go on a negativity fast. What do I mean by this? Well, have you noticed how some people really feast on negative thoughts? The problem with doing this is that it changes your palate. You won't feel like consuming them. So, you need to change the way you focus your attention. When negative thoughts pop into your mind, deliberately substitute positive statements instead. For example, instead of saying, "This new house is too expensive for me to afford," say to yourself, "I can afford it when I think creatively about how to generate more income." Other ways to start eliminating negative thinking from your day include paying attention when people compliment you and accepting compliments. This is a great way to reinforce positive thoughts about yourself. Also, take time each day to notice the things that you're grateful for. Again, this tunes your mind to start listening in for opportunities to be positive and to notice what's already going well for you. You could also join a training group or workshop with a focus on positive mindsets and positive thinking. Check out my public programs for some ideas on the sorts of workshops that might work for you. Also, try reducing the time you spend in negative situations or with negative people. You may not be able to eliminate negative situations altogether, but it will help if you cut back on the situations that you find bring you down. And finally, try changing the pitch or the tone of your negative internal voice. Doing this will make it sound silly or absurd, so it will be much harder for you to take it seriously. Quitting the negative thinking habit is much easier when you look for things that you can feel positive about. So, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, many people find that keeping a gratitude journal helps. To start one, just spend 5 minutes every evening writing down 3 or 4 things that you're grateful for. You'll find that this very quickly programs your attention to notice positives in your life. Once you've got into the positive thinking habit, it's time to turn off your autopilot and start changing other habits. Remember, your mind is a habit-making machine, and this is incredibly useful because it automates the things that you do every day. Unfortunately, though, it can also hold you back because it enables you to create bad habits and negative thinking patterns. To shift these habits, it helps to change your environment. For example, You might have a colleague who likes to spend time in whinge sessions with you. Engaging in these conversations is guaranteed to make you feel negative and stop you noticing opportunities for success. So, make a conscious habit of shifting the course of these conversations. When your colleague begins complaining, ask questions like, "What can we do to sort this out?" or "What opportunities does this problem present for us to make some changes?" Don't go along with the negativity, redirect. Other ways to shift habits so that you notice opportunities more often include things like changing simple daily routines. For example, go to work a different way. Suddenly you'll see things differently and you'll be exposed to different people potentially. Try visiting new places so you are exposed to new pictures and sounds and feelings. Use mindfulness exercises and focus your attention on the here and now. Pay attention to what opportunities already exist right now, and suddenly you'll be able to seize them. And challenge the assumptions that lie beneath your normal everyday habits. For example, what would happen if you stopped going to that time-wasting meeting once a week and did something more positive instead? It usually takes around 30 to 60 days to change a habit. Unfortunately, that can make it easy to lose focus and cause you to stick with old ways of doing things. Deliberately avoid being caught in this trap. Instead, set an alarm to remind you to focus your attention in new ways each day. This is a tip that I give my coaching clients when they want to set up new habits for building better results in their lives. It's incredibly simple to use and very powerful. Another tip is to seek out new people who are nothing like you. Yes, it's easy to feel rapport with people who think, speak, and behave in similar ways to you. However, spending too much time with people who are very like you can cause you to get into limited ways of thinking and behaving. Challenge yourself to stretch. Meet people who have very different ideas to you or behave very differently and have conversations with them. Talk to them about the ways that they live their lives, about their beliefs, and about what they think is important in life. Take a couple of new ideas or beliefs and try them on for size yourself. For example, once I was in Italy and a taxi driver explained that he only works 6 months of the year. At first I thought, wow, I couldn't stand that. But then I realized that maybe this would be a really useful idea for me to modify and take on for myself. And indeed, that's the way I structure my business these days. It's amazing how listening to someone else's perspective can really change the way that you go about living your life. So listening to other people is a great way to open yourself to new possibilities in the world. So here's some examples of places that you could go. Obviously, you could try traveling overseas and really listen to the locals, really talk to them about how they go about living their lives. Closer to home, you could join a hobby or an interest group and get to know one or two people who seem very different to you. You could also go to professional networking functions, which is useful if you're trying to increase your professional success as well. Neighborhood centers and activity centers are another place to check out. Often they have really interesting programs that might take you into new ideas and exploring new hobbies or interests that you'd never even thought about before. You could join a book club or a reading group. The benefit of this sort of thing is it means that you'll be reading things that you wouldn't normally expose yourself to. Another idea is to join a leisure course or a self-development workshop, and you're certainly welcome to come along to some of my workshops. You can find them listed on my public courses page on my website. The key to meeting new people is to go to new places, places that you wouldn't normally hang out, which leads us to my final tip for opening yourself up to new opportunities. This one's a bit challenging. Do something you've always said that you would never do. It's interesting. Often the things we say we'd never do are precisely the things which will open up those doors for us. They'll open up doors to new, more expansive ways of being. For example, I once had a coaching client who said she'd never have the confidence to ask someone to mentor her at work. We developed an action plan for overcoming her fear, and she did approach a potential mentor. She's been successfully mentored by that person now for 2 years and is now setting up her own business. So, expand your horizons by doing something that you would never believe you'd have the confidence, skills, or resources to do. Here's some steps you can take to do this successfully. Start by writing down 5 or 6 things that you believe you could or would never do. And then I want you to analyze each one. Write down the reason that you believe each thing isn't possible for you. Behind that reason, there will be a challenge. It's your rationalization. It's the reason you give for thinking that this thing is not possible. So write down what the rationalization is for each item on your list, and then choose one of those rationalizations to challenge over the next month. Go out and do something new in relation to that challenge the very next day, and this will set you on the path of opening yourself up to brand new opportunities. Yes, I know that putting this process into action can sometimes be a little confronting, but if you're serious about opening up new possibilities, you need to be prepared to face confrontation and find it exhilarating and exciting. So this exercise is designed to give you a simple way of doing that. Sometimes it helps to pair up with a challenge buddy or a coach. Make a commitment to get out there and try on your new behaviors and use your stretch goals. It's much easier to stay motivated when you have someone else to be accountable to. Or to really keep yourself on track, get in touch with me and sign up for some coaching sessions. I'd love to talk to you about the way that coaching can help you to notice, maximize, and take advantage of opportunities in your life. Head over to my website to find out more. And make it a goal for yourself this week to go out and to put into practice just one of the tips that you've heard here today. Here's to your success. I look forward to working with you again soon. You've been listening to the Tips for Success Seekers series from Eleanor Shakiba.